It's whatever you want it to be.
The fourth dimension is whatever you want it to be.
Like 4D.
Is that a 3D? Oh, yeah, like in,
He says it's love.
When you... Oh, no, that's how you plot three-dimensional planes. Mm-hmm. When you have the Z-axis. Okay, today is February 27th.
Pray hard like a pious pope, but hope for no diamonds. If some divine Simon spoke or came down to find us, caught here in our lab coats, but without a science, would we see light? Oh, I might decide while I'm alive, I'll feel alive. And what's next? I guess I'll know when I got in there. Am I careful till
good night, people. It is your radio, and now it's an intimate hour with Magic Mike. That's me, and that's it for now. I mean, Ryan's not here. I don't know where he is. I mean, it's just me and the smell of Home Depot alone. I have no idea. I just don't know. But this is an intimate hour with me, Magic Mike. And you know, I'm just gonna play a song, okay? And I hope you think it's cool. I do. Here it goes, I guess.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright.
Hey, yo, what you gonna do? Well, well, well. Space Jam. I love that song. Brings back so many good memories. Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan, you taught me to believe in myself even when I sucked at basketball. And I still do. Now, let's see. I'm coming at you from the yurt. This is the Intimate Hour with Magic Mike and Rad Ryan. Although, right now, we're missing our Magic Mike. Where is he? He was definitely here a few minutes ago when I walked by, but I had to finish my sandwich, you know. Well, what do we do now? I know he was here a second ago. All right, I'm not going to wait. I guess I'll just put in the next song then. I'm in a bit of a metal mood, and Mike's not here, so to all you moshers and metalheads out here, here is Disciple by Slayer. Enjoy.
With you.
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Dude, you know damn well what's wrong with you, man. I came here 8 o'clock on the dot, and where were you?
I was finishing my sandwich.
With your fancy sandwich away from here?
My fancy sandwich that wasn't from Saga.
Go back to your fancy sandwich.
Peanut butter and fluff. Well, hey, you had it under control. You played, what was it, Space Jam?
Yeah.
It's a great song. Everyone loves that song.
Yeah, no, I understand. It was a great song. I understand. If you want to do your Space Jam, come to the Space Jam. You know, all that and above. But
yes.
I came back
and you left. Were you looking for me?
Yeah, Ryan.
I said I'd be here. I sent you a text. Did you get that?
No, Ryan. I did not get that text.
You did not?
I did not get that text.
Okay, then.
Don't okay then me, man. Forget it.
Should we tell them?
Fine.
We were next to each other the whole time. Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
It was a joke.
It's a radio joke because you can't tell that we're here. You can't see us.
Yeah, we could be naked.
I didn't shave.
I have a goatee.
I mean, my face, not my... Yeah. Anyway, well, you did just say we could be naked. But no, I haven't shaved for like a week because I'm on the radio and you don't care what I look like. So,
I do, though.
Well, you're just my co-host.
You're my co-host.
That is true.
Okay.
Wait. Anyway. Okay, so let's get on to some of our current events. Nice to see you all again, metaphorically.
Yeah.
So yes. How was your weekend, Mike?
It was interesting, you know. This weekend here at Hampshire College, there was an event called Tour de Franzia.
Oh, really?
Now, it's an event where people drink a lot of Franzia boxed wine and just bike around.
That sounds like it could be very fun or very disorienting.
Well, you know, I showed up, you know, not that big of a party guy, but, you know, I showed up, I made the Magic Mike appearance.
You have to, of course.
Right. I need to respect people's wishes and demands.
I would have gone, but I had prior engagements.
Yes.
So you meet any interesting people at this Tour de Francia?
Yeah. One guy came up to me and he was like, oh, I'm so fucked up. I'm Dan.
It's a great way to introduce yourself.
Yeah, you know, me being Magic Mike, you know. You know, oh, I'm Mike. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
And you know, it was just like any other party. So you know, I got out of there. But on my way back to my dorm, one of the bikers from the race was biking along, and he had an empty plastic cup in his hand, probably where some Franzia wine
had previously been, and now was in his tummy, circulating his blood.
And he bikes so slowly, looks at me, and goes, I hate my life.
That's not the attitude to go into a Tour de Francia with, have to say. When was this, Saturday?
Yeah. No, it was Friday. It was Friday.
I see. Well, that's...
Sad. Very sad.
Yeah, it's more sad than it is interesting. It's both.
I want to give that guy a hug, or you know.
He would have thrown up on you.
Yeah, he would have.
I can guarantee you that. Mm-hmm. If he hated his life, he would have just made yours that much worse.
Yes.
For the time being.
I'm Magic Mike. I gotta be intimate with the people, Ryan. That's my job.
That is true. Mine is to be radical with the people, hence Disciple by Slayer. That song, it sounds very sacrilegious. God hates us all. Promo, that's the little thing it says on my iPod. It's actually, if you look at it, a song that tries to teach people to think for themselves. See, if you notice, many religions which hate each other, for example, the Crusades proved that Christians hated all non-Christians.
Yes.
Whom they called heathens.
Heathens.
Many religions which hate each other essentially share the same beliefs, but just with different names. For example, God, Allah, Yahweh, Buddha, and for all you atheists, nothing. But the point is, religion has vicariously caused more deaths than any other war on Earth. Should I bring up the Crusades again? I think not.
I think not either, yes. Ryan.
So, despite the fact that he's screaming, God hates us all, and I hate everyone equally, it's actually a very positive message, I find. I find it's a good song to wake up to in the morning, because then you're, you know, walking along to your next class thinking, well, at least God hates me just as much as everyone else.
Fairness is absolute, I think.
Excellent. That means he loves me as much as everyone else by default.
Hmm.
I suppose.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very. So how was your weekend, Ryan? Was it intimate? Was it radical?
It was pretty radical. It was actually my birthday this weekend. Yes, I am finally a legal adult. I can buy all sorts of things that I couldn't before. I can buy cigarettes and porn and...
Let me tell you what you can do, Ryan.
Join the army.
You'll join the army, sit in your bunker with a porn magazine and a cigar in your mouth going, ha ha ha.
But I won't be voting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I can't buy alcohol. Not yet.
Not yet.
I can do all those things, but I can't quite buy alcohol. Oh, well. I wanted to reenact that biker's behavior, just bike around sloppily, intoxicated. That might be a little bit of fun just to do that this weekend.
I don't know. Let's try to keep off our alcoholism until a year or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's live
okay.
Free.
All right. So, why don't we play another song?
Play another song.
Okay. Okay, so yes. those two songs we just played were a little, they were pretty intense. I love them, but I think we're gonna tone things down a bit. Let's see, this band is called Broken Bells. You may not have heard of them, and that's because they are new as of last year. There are two band members, Brian Burton, also known more famously as Danger Mouse, a character on a cartoon show. He does drums. He came to prominence in 2004 when he released the Grey album, which combined the acapellas from Jay-Z's The Black Album with the instrumentals from the album The Beatles, also known as The White Album. So yes, he is a producer. He produced the second Gorillaz album, Demon Days, as well as Beck's 2008 record, Modern Guilt. But in Broken Bells, he plays drums. James Mercers does vocals and plays guitar. He also did this for a New Mexican indie band, The Shins, that may have gotten an award. I don't know. I didn't research it that thoroughly. Broken Bells' debut album, The Broken Bells, came out March 9th, 2010. I have owned two copies of this album in my life. It is, I consider the sound to be space rock, indie, alternative. Like, if I had to describe it, I'd say it would be what would happen if Radiohead made an album in space. If you can picture that.
It's a very interesting picture.
That's kind of the sound I get from them.
That's a lot of... I'm going to be drastic here. Let's just rename a genre, call it intimate. Bam, done.
Intimate.
It's intimate, people.
That is... This... Yes.
I'm a genius.
Yes, you are, Magic Mike. I have to agree with that more than... most things I've heard today. Let's see, Broken Bells, the first intimate rock band. You may have heard their first single, what was it called? The High Road, earlier this year on the radio. Well, screw that. We're going to play a different song because that's how we do it. We like to exhibit different... strengths of different bands. And now I feel like I'm doing a book report, so how about we play this song? This song is Vaporized by Broken Bells.
All right.
You are listening to The Intimate Hour.
Oh, yeah.
What amounts to a dream anymore? A crude device. A villain alright. A simple plan, we'd be different from the rest, and every resign to a typical.
And we're back, people of America.
America, perhaps Canada, wherever Keira Knightley lives.
No, actually, we broadcast to the world, Ryan.
We broadcast to the world.
We're champions of the world. We are the new world leaders.
No, watch
it. We can take over.
Watch it. We start saying that, and then they're going to want some queen. We don't have any queen lined up. Yeah, so be careful.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what is kind of funny, though, I noticed? In the Robert Crown Center, and listeners on the Hampshire campus, you should check this out, like, right now. Well, no, not right now. After the show. Yes.
Yeah, like
after
901.
The show. 901, yes. Go to the Robert Crown Center, and in the upstairs unisexual bathroom, on the first stall, you go inside and look on the wall, and there's some, I'm sure, somehow impaired with substances kid rewrote the lyrics of We Are the Champions, but it sounded more like We Are the Fucking Champions of the Fucking World, motherfucker. We are the fucking champions.
Whoa, we have children listening, Ryan.
Okay, we are the,
that's too radical.
We are the fruiting champions. It was basically the same song, but this person must have felt very passionately about it.
I'd say
or
so.
Or was drunk.
Although
we do bash drunk people a lot on the show. And,
yeah.
And I just gotta, I love you drunk people.
Well, yeah.
You make the world goofy and smell like booze.
Yeah.
I guess. Anyway, let's see. It is time to talk about what is bugging us this week, I believe.
Well, we gotta give our. You see, this is what happens. I forget words.
It's okay.
I'm an old man, Ryan. Yeah. Look at my head. I have gray hairs. Did you know that about me?
I could see them from a mile away, Magic Mike. It's okay. Look, it suits you. You look for. I wish you audience members could see these magnificent gray hairs.
But, thank you, Ryan.
Sadly, once again, we're on the radio, so you can't see my unshaven face.
Or my goatee, or whatever. Ryan, look at my face. Just look at me. What is this? This is a goatee, right?
It's a goatee, yes.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Keep working on it. It'll be something someday.
Someday. Right now, it's just a Michael Capitafaro. That's what it is.
Indeed it is. All right, so...
There's a couple people that I know have been listening to our shows.
Same here.
And you know, I'm just going to give them their due respect on the radio wavelengths of the world and
Hampshire College.
Yes.
The surrounding area.
I believe we have a fan named Gavin and then Kyle, those two brothers. They are rocking out, I believe. I hope so.
Two listeners?
Yes.
They just fell off their seats, I'm sure, right now.
I'm sure their socks are...
are on the ceiling.
Of the yurt here.
Wait, what?
Their socks just shot off
on
and blew
the ceiling?
Halfway across the world, and they are here right now. Want to blow some more socks, Ryan? Go.
That's pretty deep. This is a shout out to the people over in E3 who are listening very diligently. For example, Megan and Momo. I know you both are listening. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, Mike says hello too.
Yes.
And anyone else who's listening who I know, thanks for dropping by. So,
yeah.
All right, let's talk about what's bugging us. Enough with the shout-outs.
Fine.
What is it? Let's complain.
We'll do more later.
All right. So I just swatted a fly just now.
Oh, yeah.
Flies suck.
They're just turkey-leg prob, man.
What exactly does that mean?
Dude, turkey-leg prob. That's all I need to say. TLP all day. TIE, just take it easy, man.
Don't fall either, buddy.
Fine. Ryan, buddy. Anyways, flies.
So yeah, flies. Hampshire's got a bit of a fly problem. I hate to bring this to the light, but it's kind of nasty.
Yeah, a lot of flies. You know, when I first moved in, you know, the doors are all open and everybody's running around carrying boxes and refrigerators and
mm-hmm.
and things and linens and things and more linens and then posters and then
and things more things
and linens
and things
and linens
and posters
and underwear
and flies.
And flies, people.
Flies, this is a very serious problem. This is fall. I mean, think of the spring. Like, what will things be like in the spring? That's like the breeding ground for flies at Hampshire. What will this be like?
The way I've been combating them in my room, I've gotten rid of them using this technique.
Very good, very good.
On per advice from a coworker at Subway, Ed, I don't know if he's listening. I don't think he is. He's probably working at Subway right now.
Ah.
But...
They should play the yurt over their intercom.
They should. They play a crappy radio show.
Yeah, they should play a good radio show.
Yes, like this.
Like the
But anyways,
hour.
Ryan, flies!
Flies!
The way I combat flies
How
is
do you
I...
combat flies?
Don't interrupt me, Ryan.
I'm your co-host. I'll do what you will.
Damn.
I mean,
Damn
as
you,
I will.
Ryan. Damn you.
How do you combat your flies?
I take Febreze, and I see them. I see them on the desk or the wall or in the air buzzing around like they just don't care. I take Febreze and I tag them.
They really don't care.
And I get them once. But, you know, you can't just get them once. They'll just flutter away and go, buzz off. You get it? Buzz off.
Pun. Yeah. The Febreze, I never thought about using Febreze. A friend of mine has Raid.
Well, the thing about Febreze, you can spray it carelessly across the room.
And it will smell good.
Exactly.
I'm sure, yeah, you know, I never thought about it that way. I once had Febreze sprayed in my face. It
Ouch.
Stung a lot.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
sure
it smelled wonderful.
Oh, I could see smells.
You can,
it got
you
in my eyes,
smells.
And I could see smells for a good week, and then it wore off. But the person who did that for me is... I'm sure willing to do it again in exchange for my little superpower.
Yeah.
So.
But you gotta tag these flies with Febreze. About either 5 full seconds of Febreze action.
Ooh.
Like 1 fly down, 2 fly down, 3 fly down, 4
yeah.
fly down, 5 fly down.
That's
kind of tough to say.
5 fly down.
1 fly down, 2 fly down.
Viewers, say
fly
that
down,
5 times
fly
fast
down, 5
during
fly
the next
down.
Song.
What?
Say that 5 times fast during the next song. Not right now, though, because.
Yeah, I don't want to make a fool of myself on
indeed,
radio.
Indeed, no. Well, I believe that's too late for both of us, Mike.
Yeah, we're already naked.
You don't stop. Stop telling them that. They
Ryan,
don't have to know.
I don't like to lie. It's hot in the yurt.
You're right. Because of all this energy and action that's going on in our awesome show.
Yes.
I mean, I'm surprised our viewers can handle this.
Can you?
Think of us. Try to sympathize with us. We have to deal this gloriousness out over the radio.
Yeah, we're toning this all down. If we went full on intimate hour.
If we went
hour,
full on, I believe your heads would implode.
Yeah. Implode, explode.
Something.
Reload, and then shut down. That's,
something would happen to your head that would be awesome and epic, but also probably
something.
Have very long-term lasting effects. And we don't want that. We want our viewers to listen to us every week,
yes.
Wednesdays at 8.
Yes.
Because we love you.
Because.
So very much.
We want to get intimate with you people.
Yes. We know you like it.
You know you love the magic.
You know you love the radicalness. That's a word, yep.
Well put, Ryan. Well put.
All right. So what song do we got going up next?
We have Don't Eat the Yellow Snow by Frank Zappa, which is quite a quite a character, I do say.
That was probably some very good advice. I mean, if you ever see snow that is yellow, I wouldn't recommend putting it in your mouth.
No, I wouldn't. Unless, you know, it's some sort of lemon icy. But then again, why are you getting a lemon icy? You should be getting blueberry or
not during
raspberry.
Not during the winter, too. I mean, during the winter, it could be so easily misconstrued as a lemon icy.
Right.
But then again, lemon ice is pretty good.
Really? You know, I'm sorry. I don't know, Ryan.
Although blueberry is good as well. I think lemon's the original flavor that I enjoy the most.
Yeah, I'm sorry for
judging.
For judging.
It's okay.
I mean, the only thing I drink is water, milk, coffee, and wine. That's all I drink.
And wine. Linens.
Linens,
things,
flies,
and wine.
Linens and things and wine.
And wine. All right.
So. If your tummy was a celebrity, who would it be?
I don't know.
Fine, Ryan.
Probably the old singer of, Angus Young. Or someone who died in their throw-up.
Oh, okay. On that note, Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. Bye. Frank Zappa.
Because you will throw up.
No, you'll just be intimate. You'll just be intimate.
Whatever you say.
I do say that.
I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
And we're back.
Very good advice, Frank Zappa. Thank you.
Yes, don't eat that yellow snow.
Don't. All right, so it is a little past halftime, but that doesn't mean it's too late to call in. The number is 1-413-559-6766.
And now let me say that the intimate way.
You do that, Mike.
1-4-1-3-5-5-9-6-7-6-6. That's the number to call.
There we go.
Ooh.
Yes. All right. Today is Wednesday, September
20th. Oh,
we already... The phone is a-ringing. Okay, hold on.
Yes. Let's figure this out. All right, Ryan, pick up the phone.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello. You are on the Intimate Hour?
Ryan.
Hello.
Hello.
Ryan, this is Kieran Knightley.
Oh, Kieran Knightley. So good to hear from you again.
God. I'm offended. Why don't you want to meet me, Ryan?
Can you repeat that?
Why don't you ever have me on your show? Why do I have to call? Why don't you call me?
Well, I'm doing a show, Kira. I can't really have you... I can't really be calling you right in the middle of the show. I mean...
But it's just sad, because all I want to do is talk to you, Ryan. You're magic Mike.
Kira, I apologize, but we're doing a show right now.
Yeah, Kira. And just go back.
And you're kind of killing the intimacy here.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, I don't mean to make you sad. I mean, I know a lot of things make you sad, Kira, but you can't just expect me to drop what I'm doing.
Get out of this vocal house, Kira Knightley.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess we just lost Kira.
So you just got to hear me make a woman cry?
Yes.
But she was British, so it was funny. Ah, ah, ah.
And she's not doing Pirates of the Caribbean anymore, so...
Nope.
Who cares? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, another phone call.
Another phone call. Everybody ready?
Aren't we popular?
Been Pick up the phone, cute. Ryan.
Hello. Hello, you are on the Intimate Hour on the yurt.
You may talk.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm on. Hi. Ryan, it's Val.
Val, how are you?
Good. I'm listening to an awesome radio show.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, Magic Mike and Rad Ryan, I have a question for you.
Oh,
yes.
I wanted to know what your inspiration for starting the Intimate Hour was. Like, what gave you the idea?
Okay. Well, we did talk a little bit about this last week, but for those of you who were unfortunately unable to make this, we will refresh you.
Yes, I'm sure everybody who did not listen was in the hospital. They had to be.
Or visiting a dying relative or something drastically important.
Right.
You
know. Yes, but, I was horribly busy. I tried to tune in, but...
You were in the hospital. I'm glad you feel better.
Anyway, the show, it kind of started as a joke idea. Like, Mike here was in my orientation group, and one day we realized Mike has a very good radio voice, and
yes,
I have a,
huh?
I totally did not hear that. I think there's something wrong with my phone.
Oh, well, we're in the same orientation group, and let's see. And we used to joke about doing a radio show called The Intimate Hour.
Yes.
And Magic Mike and Rad Ryan were actually our orientation group names, where we had to pick an adjective that our name started with.
Yeah.
And those are the names we used when we went around the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yes, that's how it began. It was either this or a coal mining club.
A coal mining club. That was our second worldly ambition here at Hampshire.
Someday.
So,
interesting. As a Valerie, I'm always got slim pickings when I have to think of my an adjective that goes along with my name. It starts with a V.
What do you normally choose?
I usually go with vivacious.
Vivacious.
I feel like voluptuous is a little too suggestive, you know.
Yeah, because you know, there's multiple ways to say voluptuous, voluptuous, or. Voluptuous,
or the fact that it's just suggestive.
The problem is, I think people want it to have an M in it because it sounds like volume, but there's no M in the word at all.
Yeah, but you know,
that is
it's
true.
It could be an invisible N. You know, there's
exactly.
Silent letters.
You could imply the M, just insert
imply
it yourself.
One. No, I agree with the whole suggestivity. I think wasn't there a girl in our group who used divine? And I'm sure she's a great person, but I was thinking the whole time, like, divine, well, that's not very modest. You know? But then neither is magic and rad, which we are.
But then again, we're intimate, Ryan. We can do anything we please.
That is true. Like, not shave for a week.
Or have a goatee.
Exactly. All right. Well, it was very nice hearing from you again, Val.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Do you want the viewers to know where you're calling from, or would you like to... that information.
Me? Yeah, I'm calling from UMass Amherst.
UMass Amherst.
Mm-hmm. Cool
Just
stuff.
Just the bus ride away.
That is where you go.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, Val.
All right. I don't want to keep your phone lines tied. So.
Oh, no, that's fine. We always
okay.
We always
All
welcome
right.
callers. See you later. Well, that was nice.
Yes. So we have a fan from UMass.
Yeah, I went to high
we
school with Valerie.
We are branching out.
We indeed.
Oh, she's your friend? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe she can get her other friends to listen. Oh, my goodness.
We are just too
Aren't
popular.
We popular.
Pick up the phone, Ryan.
All right. Hello, you are on the Intimate Hour.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
You may talk.
You may speak.
I can't hear you.
Hello.
You're on the Intimate Hour.
I'm Capo, I said hi. It's Steve.
Hey, Home Depot Steve.
Oh, this was that. The one who smells like Home Depot just as much as the yurt?
Yeah.
That's
great hearing from you, man.
I'm listening to a show, and it's awesome.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Let's see. Where are you calling in from, Steve?
Middletown, Connecticut.
Middletown, Connecticut. That's 2-hour drive? I don't know.
No, it's about... I don't know.
We got some distance. See, you're right. We're branching out. It started at in our Hampshire Dakin dorms, then yeah. UMass, now Connecticut. We're going all over the world, baby.
Like I said, we're gonna take over the world, Ryan.
You're right. One phone call at a time.
Yes.
Oh yeah. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Very nice talking to you, Steve.
All right. See ya.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Well, we're just pretty darn popular.
Are you serious?
Okay. All right, this is going to be the last phone call before we got to do
last
our scheduled
call.
Programming.
Yes, we spent a lot of time. Okay, yeah, let's just...
Yes, do it.
All right. Oh, deadline. That's unfortunate.
Okay.
All right,
well...
I was going to say, we spent a lot of time putting stuff together, and you guys just want to talk to us. We got to schedule... No, it's fine. We appreciate
if
calls.
You do want to talk to us, go to our Facebook page. It's... An Intimate Hour with Magic Mike and Rad Ryan. Post what you think of us there, and we'll probably read it.
Or you can stalk us.
Yes, stalk us.
We both go to Hampshire. And it's small enough here, you'll be able to find us.
Yes, stalk us.
But please don't, actually. I was joking.
You can stalk me.
This day in history.
Yes.
It is Wednesday 29th. I mean, September 29th. Wednesday is not a month. September 29th. Let's take a look at some of the stuff that happened this day in history many September 29ths ago.
Yes.
Let's see. At a conference in Munich, Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, British Prime Minister, and the French Prime Minister reached a settlement, signing at about 1:30 a.m. Ooh, they were up late. stipulating that Czechoslovakia must secede They must give something to Germany. Well, isn't that just great? Germany was selfish back then, as they are.
You know, a lot of bad things for the Jewish people this day on Wednesday, September 29th, have happened. The next thing in 1941 is, as Wiki says, the Holocaust. German Nazis, aided by their collaborators, began a massacre. Sad stuff.
Very sad stuff.
And just like the day in history last week where we talked about slavery, the Holocaust, too, was a touchy issue.
Was not good. You know, why don't we offer a brief moment of silence for the people lost that day? All right.
Ooh.
We don't have much time. 1954, 12 countries signed a convention establishing the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, currently the world's largest particle physics laboratory. Hooray for particle physics.
Particle physics. So does that mean they just deal with particle physics?
I'm assuming so.
They deal with a lot of... P&P, you get what I'm saying?
Enough P jokes. Actually, you can never have enough P jokes.
Nope.
You know, particle physics, that kind of makes me think of, for those of you viewers who have read or seen the movie The Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan, anyone? His particles were torn apart and then realigned so that he could control physics to his favor. Very interesting character, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So our next song, I believe, is a Pink Floyd song. And you viewers may not know this now, but listeners, sorry, had to make that distinction. You may not know this now, but this for my 18th birthday, my very generous father got me tickets for him and I to see Roger Waters, a.k.a. the singer of Pink Floyd, perform The Wall in its entirety in Boston at that place that stuff happens in Boston.
That's pretty awesome.
I agree. I'm very grateful for this. The song we're going to play for you is Hey You, otherwise known as the beginning of Act 2 of The Wall. The Wall was their greatest selling album. I believe it quadruple platinumed or something crazy. And they still sell about 35 million album or copies of that CD per year. That's how popular it is. The Wall itself was a concept album. And
they're just as popular as us, almost.
Almost. Let's see. Hey You, it has a very desperate tone that I noticed, which steadily grows as the song progresses. And there's been much debate as to what the lyrics symbolize, though it's generally agreed the song is about isolation from one's peers, which is a lot of what The Wall is about. The Wall is a metaphor for isolation, just like the walls we are surrounded by in the yurt right now.
Yes.
No one can see us.
Well, there's a lot of windows, too.
Well, that's true.
Like, there's windows all
around. I was
going to
say no one can hear us, but you all know that's a lie.
You can hear us.
You can hear us fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be immature, Ryan.
All right. Here is Hey You by Pink Floyd. Very good song.
Oh, yeah.
Hey you, out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fainting smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight. Hey you, out there on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me? Hey you, with your ear against the wall, waiting for someone to call out, would you touch me? Hey you, would you help me to carry the stone? Open your heart, I'm coming home.
Tried, he could
Together we stand, divided we fall. Every time I hear Roger Waters sing that lyric, I just chills go down my spine. So deep.
Hey, so deep. You.
Hey, me.
Hey, you.
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 Okay. So we only got about 5 minutes left. It was wonderful spending another glorious hour of intimacy with you lovely listeners.
Yes, so...
All right.
Before we sign off, we're going to play Blue. Yes. Dabba D.
Dabba Die.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Not yet. Not yet. Let's see. The next show we got coming up is, what is it called? This Stuff is Tasty, I believe it's called.
This Poo is Delectable.
Something like that. They're coming up next. You should definitely check it out because whatever... they're talking about, I'm sure it is very tasty. Let's see.
But be sure to tune in next week.
Let's see. Now, before we do play this song, I gotta say, I have an emotional connection with the CD. Crap, I have it right here. Eiffel 65 Europop. I got it the year it came out, which I believe was 1996. Yep, 1996. And I was a very young lad at the time. No, 98. My bad.
It's back in 98.
Yes, and I got it for Christmas. It was the one CD that I listened to over and over again, and I never got sick of it. And this was one of the big hits that came off of it, probably the hit that most people remember Eiffel 65 for, Blue Dabba Dee.
Dabba Die, people.
Dabba Die. Not If I Was Green, I Would Die. They would have written right. That in the... No.
Exactly. You know what? In fact, if I were to rewrite the song, not that I would, but if I
would yes.
It would be, I'm blue, dabba dee, dabba, live on forever.
Dabba, kill yourself if you think the lyrics are green if I would die.
That's a little not intimate, Ryan.
Not really, but, you know, people who think they know the lyrics when they don't kind of rub me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And that is not intimate.
Not at all.
Not very much.
So here is Blue, dabba dee.
Tune in next week. This was the Intimate Hour with
Magic Mike
and Rad Ryan. Good night.
Good night.
Yo, listen up. Here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with the blue. A window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm blue, da-ba-dee, da-ba-dee.